Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Up There Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, February 18th. Currently, we've got March corn up 3.5, March beans down 1.5 cents, and March wheat up 16.25 cents. The wheat's near its highs of its day on news that the Australians cut their wheat crop from 15.85 million metric tons down to 15.2 million metric tons. Which is less than half what it was 2 years ago. So it's a pretty big hit for Australian wheat. Corn's up higher, and partly in sympathy with the wheat, partly on the ideas that it's awful wet in the Gulf area, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, all very wet here and delayed plantings, looks like. So that's a little bit friendly for the corn market, but we're just kind of stuck in this range. The beans are a little bit lower today as coronavirus is still front and center on a lot of news reports. It's certainly expanding out here. It looked like they had a handle on it a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, but now it's been spreading, and there's a couple of concerns out there. So that put a little bit of pressure on the grains here today, mainly the bean oil. The funds are long a lot of oil. They sold oil, bought meal, which they're short. At the end of the week, we should get the USDA Ag Forum, which should show an awful lot more corn and bean acres out there, bigger carryouts, and that could have a little bit of a depressing effect on the markets out here. So overall, you know, we're up 16, 17 cents in the wheat. We're making new highs as we speak. But I think it's short-lived with the dollar up 22 ticks here. We're at 99.20. Two, we made a new contract high at 99.37. So I think that's a little bit problematic. Exports were pretty good on the wheat, 5.91. Beans were good, 9.92. Corn wasn't bad, 7.95. There is talk that the Chinese may be in for grain late in the week or early next week, that they do want to show some commitment to the phase one agreements. The president apparently made some kind of comment today that he expects the Chinese to be a buyer in here. So that helps support the corn and the wheat to some extent. So the day looks like, you know, we could push higher. Wheat made new highs up here at 18 cents higher. We'll see if we can hold it in here. But, you know, overall, I think by the end of the week, if we do see any kind of rally, the pros are going to want to sell it again. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.